This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, the final hour of 2025. Welcome into the whole show. We've got the final segment of the Quarterback Toilet Bowl. We've got the Tanner Schwint Show.
Yes.
And
hello.
Mike dancing with himself and the dude down the hall.
Hello.
How's it going, gang?
Fantastic.
This is the least amount of pressure I've ever felt on this segment all year long. I am safe. I will not be getting dressed up as a little
puppet. But we know.
You have the first round bye in the playoffs.
You have your own choices that you like to make.
Yeah, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow, man.
You're taking out your normal Thursday night thing, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Eastside Chris says, can you explain the rules again? He says, if a player comes in as a Wildcat quarterback and throws a pass, can he be considered for a pick? Yeah, you'd have to take a pretty big risk by picking that guy, though.
Yeah, because if he doesn't get a QBR, then you're going to get a 75.
Which is good, but not good.
No, not good.
In our
game. Very good.
Would have been good for Derbs last week.
Yeah.
I picked the best.
Well, we had a little controversy last week, Mike.
Mike was fired up, dude. Yeah. You're Quinn Ewers.
I'm so frustrated. I don't even know.
You're just dumb. You don't even know
how it works. I don't know how the QBR is
Did you not watch the second half of Quinn Ewers? So Brady picked Quinn Ewers last week.
You picked Serge Ibaka.
And he took Christian Okoye, great defensive lineman for the Chiefs. Back in his day. And Mike's texted me. He's like, Quinn Ewers is my quarterback toilet bowl. So this is outside of the group text. I'm telling on you right now.
So
he texts me outside of it and says, Quinn Ewers is my quarterback toilet bowl savior.
He texted the group.
No, it was in the group. No. So I sent it in a group. Okay. Here's the deal. Chris Oladukin, however you say his name, 13 of 22, 66 yards, one touchdown. He was sacked once. Quinn Ewers, 14 of 22, 172, two touchdowns, sacked twice. But yet, Quinn Ewers had a 10-point worse QBR than Oladukin, which... Yeah, I don't understand how this QB... I'm having fun doing this, but at this point, I am completely confused by it.
I've learned a lot about it, honestly. Like, I don't know how you would grade it. But I do know that there's all those games you see, and you could say, well, he has great... So, for example, Clay Millen of CSU, his completion percentage was off the charts, right? He broke a record for CSU. But they were all, like, two-yard passes, three-yard passes. So, obviously, and that's only going to make his QBR go down.
The defense weighs in, too, and Oladukin had a really good clutch drive until the very end
against
one of the top defenses in the league.
He threw for 66 yards.
That's pretty good.
That's not what? No that
and
that's
like when
it would have been better for me if Quinn Ewers would have left at halftime.
No, no,
yes,
no. Oh, yes, yes, played, for you, yeah. for Brady.
If,
no,
if
yes,
Quinn Ewers would have came out and pulled his hamstring in warmups for the second half, and they said he can't go.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but the second half in football does matter.
Well, I understand that, but
and it was a close game.
Tell me which quarterback played better, Tanner?
Chris Oladukin
played better than Quinn Ewers.
That's maybe, but I don't know because it even takes into consideration the fourth quarter.
It takes in key moments in a game too. And I guess since Victor Oladipo did drive down and make this an interesting game against one of the best defenses, that's part of what went into it. I think it's situational. How did you perform on this critical third down?
And the fourth quarter must come into effect way more than
other quarters. Because that's critical, especially a close game, critical territory.
Yeah, because Quinn Ewers played a great first half, honestly. Yeah. He played a great first half.
The same kind of happened with Philip Rivers 2 weeks ago on my side was he had a really good start and then got worse as the game went along.
In the long run, I'm in this situation because my last 4 weeks are 62.7, 52.5, 75.9, 44.3.
That's so pretty good, Mike.
I am in this situation because my last four picks have just shafted me, honestly. So I still am in third place by 0.04 over
tie.
Brady.
Tie.
So
tie.
With the dress
tie. 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 Washes out.
Tie. No. 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 No.
Mike.
No. No. We already said that if it happens, I get to dress Mike up, and Derbs gets to dress you up, Brady.
No, that's good. I'll take Derbs. I feel like you're going to be a little more ruthless.
He just go. Here's a hat.
Yeah.
I can see Derbs doing that. Yes. So I'll take Derbs.
Mm-hmm. We could make it interesting. Too, Derbs, if we want to get a little skin back into the game, even though we've worked so hard to be safe.
Oh, no.
No, okay. All right. All right. Shut it down. I was going to say, I'll team up with Mike and we'll just do cumulative between the.
Oh, no. No,
no, no. No. Okay. No. All right. Just throwing it
back. So it's a pretty significant weekend.
This is huge. So
Derbs is safe too,
so,
though, right?
Well, so Derbs last week, he picked Tyler Huntley, and Tyler Huntley had a 91 QBR last week. So he went from like 40.8 all the way up to 43.43. So if he were to pick another 91 and you and I were both to have like fives, it could get interesting for Derbs also.
Wow.
Because I took over first place, did I not?
You have taken over first place. Tanner, I think, is the only one.
Takes a bad quarterback to know a bad quarterback.
Tanner, at this point, I think, is the only one who's safe. He's at a 41.23. And then you and I, Brady, I'm at 47.91, and you're at 47.95.
That's insane.
I can't believe how close this
That's
is.
That's ridiculous.
I even threw out a cheating allegation at Mike this morning. I'm like, there's no way that Brady's still in last place. And he didn't deny it. He's cheating, Brady. You should be careful.
Well, it's funny on the Quinn Ewers thing, because I did look at his stats, but I was like, based on the time I actually started to get to learn this, which was like 4 weeks ago, I was like, that stat line and that rating doesn't mean he's going to have that QBR. And I did not watch the game.
Yeah, I did. I didn't either.
My guess is it was a bunch of the flow of the game. Did he take that? Was that sack a very critical sack that he took?
And the first half, he played so good. There were multiple passes like in the red zone where he put it like right where it had to be for a touchdown. And I had it on. I have the Sunday ticket, so I had four games on the screen at once. But I was really paying attention to the Quinn Ewers game.
It does keep you invested.
I hate to say that, but
it keeps you invested. So I guess we're making
making
picks now.
So picks with the 91 from Derbs. He has the first pick this week in the quarterback toilet bowl.
Very intriguing situation. Mm-hmm. It is full-on tank season here. My favorite week of the NFL season because I love them all. But this one especially. there's so many options. And I was tired of looking at it for the 4 minutes that I did look at it.
Brock Purdy.
I'll just go with the obvious one in our area. Give me Trey Lance facing the Broncos.
Trey Lance.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I hope he goes ballistic but doesn't win.
That's fine either way.
I would love to watch a Derb sweat on the quarterback toilet bowl because he won't know until Monday morning when he comes in. I'm like, Derb straight out of 93.
Or somebody will send me a text and say, what happened?
Yeah, correct.
Just a unhappy face
I
emoji thing.
Yeah, had no idea Tyler Huntley. I don't know what day they played. I have no idea.
Derbs was playing for third in fantasy football, which gets their money back, and I'm texting him. I'm like, you missed a wild game between the Packers and the Bears. That was when the Bears had that great. He's like, it's Saturday, not Sunday. Like, he didn't even set his lineup on that day.
Yeah, no, those are Sunday activities.
Brady, was Trey Lance on your big board?
He was on my big board, yes. Yeah. He was on my board. I begged Derbs not to take him, but he took him.
I failed.
With the second pick in the quarterback toilet bowl, that'll be me. I'm going to interrupt the flush and take Josh Johnson, Washington quarterback, against Philadelphia.
Yeah, I like that.
That's I do.
Pretty good.
I like that. I am. Is it my
Brady is now on the
clock. Okay. what's his face? The guy that couldn't beat out a 97-year-old. I'm going to take, is it Riley Leonard? Is that
Riley
I'm
Leonard?
Go Riley Leonard going up against the Texans defense. I mean, if he can't prove to his coaching staff that he's better than a guy that hasn't played in 5 years, then.
Do the Texans and Eagles have anything to play for? Or are they sitting?
The Eagles have said that they want the number two seed. Huh. So they are going all out, and they're going to play to get the number two seed.
There was
the Texans, I think they can be anywhere from fifth to seventh.
Yeah, the Texans need to win and see the Jags lose to bring home the AFC South.
Okay.
They're already guaranteed a playoff spot, so there's something to play for. So
that's good for both of you. Okay.
Well, I
didn't want to make you nervous.
It's
going to
be a sweat this weekend.
This is it.
Just refreshing ESPN to see.
Well, it takes 90 years for them to put their QBR out after. I'm Googling AI stuff. Like, just because you had a 97 rating, what does that mean for your QBR?
I was doing the same thing last week.
Yeah, we've all
and it wasn't even for me. It was for you two. I'm all invested in who's going to be the last place. Is Green Bay playing for anything? No,
they're resting.
Is it supposed to be windy here on Sunday? Can't play in the wind.
It's always windy these days.
Can you do my introduction? I'd like to be on the clock, please.
Tanner is now on the toilet bowl.
Nobody cares about your picture. Yeah.
Tanner's now on the toilet bowl.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've taken this guy. I don't even know. Malik Willis, is he going? Or I'll take the Packers quarterback against the Vikings. I don't know who it is.
Do you have to pick, or can you just say whoever they're starting?
Yeah.
Packers.
I'm going to put Malik Willis, but
I thought he got injured the other day.
His shoulder is messed up. It could be Jordan Love. He was in concussion protocol, so he may come back.
Have I used Jordan Love?
I don't think so.
I thought I did at some point, didn't I? I took Jordan Love.
You did use Jordan Love, so that would be
dangerous.
He got a 77 for you.
Dangerous.
And now your pick is in. It is fine.
You could be
on tape.
You could be looking at Clayton Tune also. So.
I like Clayton. Sing us a tune.
I bet Jordan Love's his brain is going to be just fine.
Why would they throw him out there in a meaningless game?
Yeah. What if it means something to him?
That's true. Yeah. Michael back there says play him no matter what. So even if they're like in a wheelchair,
okay,
he's like, put him out there.
Get him out there.
Because he wants to
win
every
meaningless
game.
I think Matt LaFleur is smarter than Micah. So I'm going
to... He's a coach, and he's supposed to do what coaches do. I'm a fan. I want to win every game.
That is psychotic.
Even the unnecessary ones.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, even if it
I don't root against my team. You guys do.
No, just
there's
don't
difference
watch.
Between root
I'm not
and,
rooting. Just, if I were a Bronco, if the Broncos had clinched already and then they started Jarrett Stidham, I'm not rooting for Jarrett Stidham to go win. No. I'm just happier that Bo Nix is going to be okay for the playoff game.
Yeah, correct. And if it was the other way and we were eliminated from everything, I'd be like,
I'd be rooting for him to lose.
I'd be like, I'm not going to
watch. You'd be rooting for the Chargers as a Chargers fan.
Am I a Chargers? No, I'm not. No, I'm a Broncos
fan. You would
be
a Chargers
who cares
fan.
About the longevity of the franchise.
This is maybe your worst take.
As opposed to
this
is coming from a meaningless
game. If you're rooting against the Broncos, then you're not a Broncos
Micah,
fan.
This is your worst take, and this is coming from a guy who said trade Kale McCarr.
This is his weird, like, Robert De Niro and the fan thing.
This is the obsession thing, yes.
This is where it comes in. Like, you root for him no matter
just,
what. Even
logic.
If you could go from getting the number one pick to, if you win, you get the number seven pick, you root for your team to win. You missed out on a franchise quarterback and you got Larry the Cable Guy, doesn't matter. Micah wanted to beat the Jets in a game to get you to five wins.
That's a movie idea, though. I want to see Larry the Cable Guy be the starting quarterback for an NFL team.
We're going to get her done.
Micah would rather, if his team was bad and they were at two wins, he would rather get to three wins over getting the number one draft.
I get where he's coming from because I can't have the Broncos on and actively like, I'll throw an interception. I'll lose the game. I will just not watch and hope that they lose.
Then just not watch.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. But because I agree with you that it's better to have that higher pick. And also, Micah, you say it's logic, but fan is short for fanatic. Mm-hmm. And fanatic is the exact opposite of logical. So there's not a lot of logic in saying,
now, if you're floating in between, like, pick, 18 and 14.
I'll tell you right. Like I've been in this boat for the last 4 weeks. To be completely honest, being a Vikings fan, it was I want to see JJ McCarthy play to see if he's capable of doing something. But then he gets hurt again. But now they're at pick 17 when they were at pick 7 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's brutal.
Yeah,
so were you rooting against the Vikings?
I wasn't rooting for anything. I was just watching the game.
Yeah, and that's the way you go about it as a logical individual. Not, oh, Broncos, please accept me into your warm
Robert De Niro.
Welcome arms.
You know what, you guys have changed my mind. You know, as the Cleveland Browns have been doing with all their top draft picks, like it only makes sense that Broncos get top draft picks like the Cleveland Browns have been doing.
Comparing the Broncos organization to the Cleveland Browns organization.
Did you just say
no,
the same?
I'm just saying, like, no matter what you do, like, you still have to hit on those draft picks. And
statistically, you have a better chance if they're top 10 as opposed to top 20.
Correct.
Still have to hit on them.
Well, you can hit
and
on
sometimes
them.
Sometimes you get a great one, a Hall of Famer in the sixth round.
Stop hitting on the Broncos draft picks. This is why you have a restraining order.
Or you could be like John Elway in the case where you did get that top-tier pick. Instead, you took Bradley Chubb over Josh Allen.
He's pretty good. Durbs is a big Bradley Chubb fan.
Very, very big fan.
Not much of a quarterback, though.
Linebacker?
Josh Allen turned out to be Chubb? A better quarterback than...
Defensive player.
That's very good. Yes.
Now we're getting somewhere here.
I just... That's just the way this is, and that's unfortunate. That's fortunately what a lot of teams are doing this week. If you have nothing to gain by winning to get it to move up or down in the playoffs, and if you have nothing to gain because you're already eliminated, why would you risk all that?
That's the Giants beating the Raiders last week. It took themselves out of the number one pick. And they're a team, like, they're probably going to stick with Jackson Dart. My gosh, that number one pick is worth so much because you can trade it to quarterback desperate teams for multiple first-round picks over the next 3 years.
Pete Carroll's not going to have a job next year, is he?
I don't think so.
I didn't think he'd have this job this year, so I was...
I understood the idea of it, is their culture had been a mess, and bringing him in made sense, but this has not been good.
I'm going to throw this out there, too. Is Max Crosby a locker room cancer?
He's getting pretty vocal, and
it's been vocal, and he's shown support. Like, Max Crosby's a hell of a player, but you got to stop letting him play GM.
I don't, from what I heard, it sounds like they're benching him, even though he's capable of playing.
Right. No, and I saw it. But also, then you go on your Instagram and post a video of you shooting a fadeaway three-pointer, like,
and jumping on a trampoline.
Well, yeah,
and that's where he's trying to tell him. Like, he's trying to say to all the fans, go. Yeah. They're making me sit, and
but you
got to
stop undermining the
that
leaders.
Would be Michael on this squad here.
Yes, it would
Max
be
Max Crosby. We would say, hey, we don't want to. This station's tanking, so we want the number one pick.
Oh, you did hear the owner when he walked in,
whatever that means. And then we were like, we're going to have to bench Michael, and then Michael would be out producing and showing himself. I can still do it, boss. It's kind of like that, not like 100%.
That face is priceless, right? Now.
Yeah, we got it.
It's
get
something.
Set up
I actually have an idea that I haven't really presented to Michael, but I get a different cutout of a more pleasant face. It's just right across from me. That when I look up, but if he moves out of the, I have to be like, no, move it back over, and then I'm in a good mood.
We can get you one of those fat heads to put on the window.
That's a great idea.
And we could just get one of each of us here.
We could put
and then rotate
to the eyes, and I could see Michael's eyes.
No,
just to know he's
you
alive.
Don't want to see his beady little eyes.
You can get ones that have like that you can see through a little bit, but you can't really like get the full like clear picture of it.
Yeah.
Like you can just get it. Like there's a body back there, but you don't know. If
we just get a plastic surgery and change
one way looking
all
mirror.
Of it.
So that way you just see a mirror, so you just see your handsome face.
Well, I can do that anyway. The screen's kind of there, but I do get distracted.
Well, let's just go by the fact I called you handsome, aren't you?
Why do you think I look at myself in the thing all the time? I'm sorry, Michael. This is supposed to be a positive day. And I ruined it.
I want to argue with you today, too, by the way. I'm still feeling my oats. No, it's
try not to get worked up. I've got 40 minutes left of the year.
I know.
What is it?
The Hall of Fame finalists. My boy's in there.
Eli Manning?
Eli Manning.
Oh.
Mike, Eli Manning, Hall of Famer?
No, tell him the rules first. My rules for the Hall of Fame.
I don't care about your rules.
If it's not instant yes, then it's a no. If you have to think about it, it's
Eli Manning. Not a first ballot.
Then it's a no. Because I disagree with the whole ballots. I think the ballots thing is stupid. You're either a Hall of Famer or not. I don't think there should be a... Because once they're in, there's no... Like, we say it, but it doesn't say it in the hall, does it? Like, there's just the thing.
I don't know.
I think, I think they do have a room.
They do have it.
A special room for first ballot.
Eli Manning's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, my gosh, no.
No. Yeah, absolutely is. You know who's not is Philip Rivers.
I don't agree.
Philip Rivers is.
I agree.
Philip Rivers is not.
Those are two completely different arguments, I would think. Like,
Well, this was.
I think Philip Rivers was the better quarterback between the two, but he doesn't have the titles.
Correct.
So he's not a Hall of Famer. Eli, to me, was an average to slightly above average quarterback that caught fire for 2 years. Like, those playoff runs were amazing, but he wasn't that guy all the time.
Number 11 in all-time NFL history in passing yardage is Eli Manning, and he beat the greatest team the NFL has ever seen with those New England Patriots undefeated. He was the one who stepped up and got it done, and he's got two Super Bowls to his name. 100%, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Nothing like playing one game to make you a Hall of Fame.
I mean, I just...
He's got two of them. Two rings.
The way I do this is I say, is Eli Manning in the same class as John Elway, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, guys that are in the Hall of Fame? Is he in that world?
No, not even. It's not even.
And that's why
world.
I say no. Mine is strict. I don't want top. I want top tier quarterbacks. I don't want tier two, tier three, tier four. He might have the numbers, but everybody's going to have those numbers over John Elway now because we pass
like,
more.
With how much
Eli Manning's over. Like those whatever 11th you just said is going to be like 40th in 10 years.
Bo Nix is going to shred most of John Elway's records if he actually stays on the team for 8 to 10 years.
Marino's probably the only quarterback in that generation that his numbers kind of stick because he was the first one to really throw it a lot.
Yeah, didn't he throw? Didn't he get like 5,000 yards? Yeah, which is a crazy.
And the rest, you know, I mean, like if the quarterback threw 20 to 25 times, that was a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Bo Nix is now throwing. I mean, he throws it 30 times a game, and he's not classified as a great thrower right now. He's getting better, but
so 23 modern era quarterbacks have made it to Canton. I want you guys just, based on your rule, tell me who's in and who's out. Do we have time for this? I realize I'm just springing this on you. Yes?
Michael likes the segment, so yes, we have time. If he didn't like it, he would.
The Micah agrees.
He's kind of my gauge.
John Elway.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you saying yes
or no?
Quarterback of all time.
I shouldn't even have mentioned him. Dan Fouts.
Is he in, or should he be in?
Should he be in? Based off
Dan Fouts?
Dan Fouts.
I don't know enough about him.
I don't know enough about him, honestly.
His broadcasting career was pretty good.
Has a nice beard.
Nice beard, but yeah. I would say no based on not having stats in front of me.
Hold on here. These are all... Where's Brian when you need him? Talk about the NBA before the three-point league. Troy Aikman. This is the wrong list. Hold on.
Yes, he should be in.
Yeah, Aikman in.
Yes, yes.
This is taking us a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was on the list. You guys should talk for a minute.
You thought you were on the list?
Well, no.
You're on some kind of Hall of Fame.
Searching like just a very straightforward Hall of Fame list, they don't have it organized. They have random pictures and the little story. Yeah. You can't just find a direct list.
Who's in, who's out.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Keep talking. We're almost there.
You probably just throw out random quarterbacks and.
Well, I'm trying to get the ones in because I want to see who you would kick out based off of your rule. Like you guys are saying, okay, you got to be in the same era.
It's got to be an instant reaction based on what you saw, which a lot of us didn't get to see that.
Peyton Manning,
yes,
right.
Yes.
Kurt Warner,
yes,
yes, yes,
yes.
Derbs, you hesitated.
Yeah.
He had two really good comeback stories. And
he bagged groceries.
Reminds me of someone else who had two really good stories.
How about George Blanda?
Michael, we're doing modern era quarterbacks. That's what
I'm
was
on
taking
the Pro
me
Football
so long.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's where I just was as well. Brett Favre.
Yes.
Yes.
Joe Montana.
Yes.
Aikman. Yes. Warren Moon.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go Dogs.
You are insufferable.
Oh, yeah.
He's a husky.
Really? I hadn't put that together. Dan Marino.
Yes.
Yes.
I would go there as well.
Why did you hesitate?
Laces out, Dan.
Why did I hesitate with Marino?
He would have been easier.
Because I think that the quarterback position, that is the one position where I think titles actually matter. I think titles actually matter for
that. They matter for greatness discussions, for GOAT talks, but not for
That's
Hall of Fame.
Greatness and Hall of Fame, same thing.
The Hall of Fame's too lenient.
Way too lenient.
Way too lenient on that.
There's only 23 modern era quarterbacks that are in the Hall.
Did you mention Jim Kelly?
Well, there was like 40 years where they didn't even throw the ball at all.
Yeah.
So.
I like those.
They didn't mention Jim Kelly or Steve Young.
Here are the modern era quarterbacks that are in. Sonny Jurgensen.
pretty good.
Do you, I have no idea who that is.
No.
Joe Namath.
Yes.
Roger Staubach.
No, I wouldn't put him in the
but
hall.
But there's, well, I'm just saying.
I'm just, yeah, Roger Staubach, yes. Fran yes. Tarkenton, yeah. Dan Fouts, Jim Kelly, John Elway, Dan Marino, Steve Young, Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner, and Peyton Manning.
Bradshaw just has an overwhelming amount of Super Bowls, but he was on the best, one of the best defenses, had the best defense ever.
I'm just saying, like, when you guys are saying it's too lenient, like, that's not a very long
list.
Well,
there hasn't been that many great franchise quarterbacks until, like, now we're seeing them all the time.
And do you think that the fact that the Giants have just been piss poor ever since Eli left should
also
weigh?
They were bad when he was there, brother. Yeah, like, they were 9-8 go.
They weren't
whatever.
A good team. 9-7 years.
Yeah. But they went and did it. They went and did it. He led them over that hump. That
Rockies
the,
made
Michael
it to the
Strahan
World Series.
Led that team.
Sure.
And but, they had some guys.
That defense was
good
ridiculous.
Running backs.
Absolutely.
Great defense.
Plaxico Burress shot himself in the leg once.
And still playing.
And he overcame
Jason Pierre-Paul.
His body
fireworks incident.
His body actually spit the bullet out.
You guys realize that was a person while this was all going on. You guys are all acting like my grandpa
wasn't
on Tiki Christmas.
Barber on that team? Wasn't
yeah.
that running
I thought it was Brandon Jacobs.
Well, I think Brandon Jacobs yeah. was the second one. Yeah. The second Super Bowl.
Yeah. yeah. No, that was the Thunder and Lightning thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tiki Barber, I think he retired right before they won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
He didn't win one?
I don't think he was on either of them.
Oh, okay. No, he retired the year before.
Yeah. let's take a break here. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps Talk. Listen to Coach speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, All-Pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Yeah, things didn't get too heated there. You hate how strict I am with the Hall of Fame.
No, I just think you're wrong about Eli Manning. I don't hate that you guys say about the
I hate that you
strictness.
Can't tell the story of the NFL without this person. I hate using that.
But there's rare exceptions where it's just true. What happened to that undefeated Brady team? Well, who did they lose to? Eli Manning.
What happened to that 8-8 Broncos team that in the middle of the season, they put that Florida Gator best college football player in the world. And they went and won.
Never won the Super Bowl.
They won a playoff game.
Never won a Super Bowl.
You can't tell the story.
You 100% can. Who won it that year? Well, it wasn't Tim Tebow. Who won it the year the Patriots were undefeated? Oh, it was Eli Manning. It's very rare that I like that. And by the way, Mike asked me to compare Joe Flacco to Eli Manning. Eli Manning's got much better stats than Flacco, even. Because these guys were trying to say that he was
Flacco's
down there.
Played longer.
Eli Manning.
Availability is reliability.
Sturdiness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Eli Manning is a first ballot, I think. And so is.
Would you put
so
him in your Hall of Fame, though, Mike?
Yeah, I think eventually. I don't think.
So you like the ballot system?
Yeah, I do. I don't mind it at all. I think being first ballot is saying, yeah, you're the guy. You know, somebody like one that drove me crazy, obviously a Vikings fan, so I pay attention to this stuff a little bit more. But Jared Allen, it took him multiple years to get to the point where. And if you look at, like. Oh, my gosh. There was a guy that played for the Ravens that had pretty much the same stats. Oh, no. I think it was the Ravens. But he had pretty much the same stats as Jared Allen. Boom. Right in. Yeah. Right away. And I understand, okay, he had a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah.
The Super Bowl's a huge difference.
And that's what kind of drives me crazy. I talked to you guys during the break. Like, Harrison Smith, this is a big talker for Minnesota right now. Is like, when he retires, is he going to be a Hall of Famer? And he's potentially could be one of three guys to have 40 interceptions career and 20 sacks. And to me, I go, man, he's a Hall of Famer. Like, that's Hall of Fame numbers.
Yeah, he would strike me as. And some of these positions are always harder to have the debates about, too. Yeah. Offense, it seems like it's a lot easier, save for the offensive line, because you literally just have to watch.
That's my rule that's my Hall of Fame rule for offensive linemen. If you didn't play for my team and I know your name, you're probably a Hall of Famer.
Right, and I don't argue like that as much because I'd have to.
Because, like,
you can't really get stats. Yeah. You have to just watch them and
like
see what
Marshall
their grade
Yanda
was.
Is on there for the Ravens. Willie Anderson is up this year. There's a Saints guy up there as well. So last year's first ballot Hall of Famers was Devin Hester. As a return specialist, Julius Peppers, Patrick Willis, and Andre Johnson. Those were the first ballot Hall of Famers that went in there last year. The one thing that I don't like about the ballot system, and especially in baseball, and that's the one that needs revamped because they take kind of how you view the Hall of Fame to another level. It's all the snobby writers. They're like, oh, he'll not pass. But then you get these emotional campaigns like we even saw with Todd Helton where it's like, oh, it's his last year of eligibility. Let's market and campaign for him. I'm like, I don't like that because there is a certain level of you are
or
you're not.
And again, that's going to be subjective to all of us. I think the thing with the storytelling too, like, could you tell a story of the NFL without Michael Vick?
Yeah. Yeah, he never won anything of importance.
He changed the game as far as a run. Now, I know there were other running quarterbacks that came before him.
Fran Tarkington,
but not like Michael Vick. Not like Michael Vick.
Sure, but he never won anything of importance. Hey, they had a really cool running quarterback. Like,
neither did Dan Marino.
Right.
You could make an argument that you could tell the story of the NFL without Dan Marino.
No,
This is where we've talked about it. You either have to have stats that are just so mind-boggling, and that's what Marino did. He was ahead of his time with all of his quarterback stats. So he's got those. So I'm not arguing that Marino's not a Hall of Famer by any stretch of the imagination. But what are these boxes do you check? Is it stats? Is it Super Bowls? And is it the can you tell the story? And Eli checks really all three of them.
I don't really like that. Can you tell the story of the NFL thing? Because can you tell the story of the NFL without Willie Anderson?
Yeah, I'm talking for quarterbacks here. Like, I'm talking quarterbacks here. For those, that's where it is. Like, yeah, there's going to be offensive linemen that you're going to be able to do that.
You mentioned a guy like Trent Dilfer. He's a big argument topic all the time, he's part of the story of the NFL.
What is the main, when you think of that Ravens team that won, you think about that defense.
But the fact that his name always comes up in comparisons, he's part of the story.
But to me, that would be the same thing as the Giants. I don't think of the Giants as Eli Manning winning those.
No one thinks of that Giants defense.
I think
defense.
Of the crazy catch.
Yeah, David Tyree. Who threw that ball? And that's Eli Manning.
Like, off throw.
Off target.
Off target. He did survive the sack. I will give him that.
Yes.
That was a hell of a play.
Yes.
But he just threw it up. And that was
great. And it worked.
But
and
the so story was that defense.
No one talks about those Giants defenses like they're one of the greatest of all time. That team caught fire.
They caught fire.
And it was led by Eli Manning.
The reason that they were able to win that game is because of all the pressure they made up the front, right in the middle,
and
how
did they outscore them? Eli Manning.
But it was 17-9 or something.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Derbs. 17 points is a lot of points.
Oh, so many points. Gosh, I wish we could score that every week.
I feel like Derbs, you're with me. You're not an Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not.
He's just an anti-Tanner guy.
No, I'm not.
I think you're strict.
Yeah, I don't think he belongs because he won two Super Bowls and he won two of the biggest games that, like, arguably he had nothing to do with. One catch was off target against the dude's helmet.
What were his numbers in the?
Pull up the numbers in the Super Bowl. They're horrendous. They were built on the running game with Brandon Jacobs and the defense with Pierre Paul and Strahan and all of that.
What years did they win?
No, I don't want to speak to you, AI. Just tell me what I'm looking for.
We got breaks soon anyway. Which years did they win?
Six or something?
2008.
It was 17-14. That was the first one.
In
2008, Giants 17, Patriots 14. That was the David Tyree helmet catch. That was when they beat the greatest team ever assembled.
Well, clearly they weren't the greatest team ever assembled.
And then they beat the Patriots 21-17 after Eli Manning led a late game-winning drive capped by Ahmad Bradshaw's touchdown.
Whoa. Earth-shattering.
That's not an argument, man. An argument.
Did you already give his stats?
No.
19-34.
Yeah, 19-34, 255, two TDs, one interception in the first one. 30-49, 296, one touchdown, no interceptions in the second one.
Boy, is that incredible stuff.
300 yards and two touchdowns, Derbs.
You know what's crazy?
One touchdown in the last one.
You know what's crazy is he won both MVPs.
The second one, he deserves. The 300 yards and two tutties, he deserves that. The first one.
He threw it 50 times?
What was the completion percentage?
What year was that?
Mike.
What?
What was the second?
I'm listening. I'm just looking. Reading something.
Right. What was the second?
You guys keep figuring this out. We'll come back.
Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame, damn it.
We'll be right back. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, we blew the clock. Mike, you know what to do.
Find out what's happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Ram fans. This is Ali Farouk, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn? Tanner wanted me to get to this Faith's text here. She said, Tanner, is Eli Manning to you like Mahomes is to
now me? Here's a guy that was Mahomes before Mahomes thing, like, was Mahomes,
I didn't even
man.
Think you were that big of an Eli Manning fan, because one time I said I don't think Eli should be in the Hall of Fame. You it lit
was
your
this
candle.
9 years ago? Back then you said Phillips should be in.
That so was at least before I became smarter and realized that the Hall of Fame was letting too many people in. I learned the error
Eli
of my ways.
Eli Manning, Hall of Famer.
I didn't dig in on that. I changed my tune.
Mm-hmm. When you were wrong. Soon you guys will do this too.
No, I'm strict.
No.
Strict in the Hall of Fame. What did we learn today?
Terms, what'd you learn?
I learned that this is close to Tanner's worst take. Right up there with Cale McCarr should be traded.
Or Dwight Howard better than Shaq.
Yeah, there we go.
Never,
Dwight Howard over. That another time.
I've never heard that.
No,
Brady, you know that's not true.
That's how we end this
there's
one.
There's truth to it.
No, there's not any truth to it. We saw it was a show called The Argument, and I was trying to create a three to go up against his three, and I'm like, I guess the closest thing to guarding Shaq that I had available was Dwight Howard.
You need a bigger shovel to dig yourself out of this one.
Oh, I'm going to find that
no
podcast.
No Hakeem Olajuwon or
no.
Mutombo.
I learned I'm having fun with the toilet bowl, but I have no clue what the QBR is and what it means or how they get to it. But
it's interesting, though.
So yeah. Riley Leonard versus
Josh Johnson.
That's
matchup of the century.
You're going to get together.
Eli Manning versus the world.
Happy New Year to you fellas, to all of the hooligans out there. And yes, even to old over there, Michael Kirkpatrick. Good night, Northern Colorado.
I really like Michael.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.